Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for another review. And this is another one that was in my queue since it dropped. But as you all know, or at least my hardcore listeners know, last month was a horror month. So now I got to play catch up with all the stuff that dropped that I missed. And this one was listed as an action mystery thriller, which would not have fit my theme last month, but it's still fairly new to the platform of Netflix. And, you know, I try to hit all the newer movies when they come out. So this one is called Till Death, and it's starring Megan Fox. Now, I actually can't even remember the last time I saw her in a movie. And to be honest, I don't really remember her for her acting chops. But I go into all these movies with no expectations and an open mind. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with Emma, which is Fox's character, in a hotel room with a man looking a bit distressed. And through their conversation, we find out that this is an affair situation and she's breaking it off. However, it seems she's doing this very reluctantly. Now, later on, fast forward, we go to her husband's office. And he's an attorney, and it becomes immediately clear why she's cheating on him. This dude comes off as super unlikable within the first 30 seconds. And, but we see this police file on her desk, and there's pictures of Emma in there. Spoiler free, but she's been through some type of trauma, which is maybe why she's with this jerk now. Anyway, it's their anniversary, and they're going out for the night. And, they go to get on the elevator, and again, spoiler free, another person gets on the elevator, which makes the ride down very uncomfortable. Now, after dinner, he drives her to a house out in the middle of nowhere to continue their celebration. They enjoy a night together, and when she wakes up, she's handcuffed to her husband. Now, she's kind of still out of it. She's asking, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? And he looks at her, pulls a gun out, puts it to his head, and that's where I'm going to stop. From there, she discovers why she's really there, and she has to kind of figure out the whole situation and how to get out of it. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a very impressive 89%, and that's on 37 scores, so that's actually pretty good. And, however, the audience was not impressed at all. In fact, they came in at a 56% on the Rotten scale, so a pretty big divide there. But, of course, it comes down to what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives, as I always like to do. The setup of this one, I liked it a lot. A little melodramatic, but I still like the setup. You think you're going to get the typical husband revenge thing, and it's not at all that. But actually, I take that back. It is kind of what you think, but it's a little bit deeper than what you think. The husband goes way deeper than we initially thought as far as, the whole reasoning for the setup, which adds an extra unexpected layer to things. The planning and everything that went into what he did, that was pretty cool. Then there's some other characters that are introduced. Again, spoiler free. I can't say too much about this. I don't want to spoil it for you. But let's just say this character is from her past, and he's not coming there to help. So this turns into a cat and mouse type situation that gets pretty intense. Because, we're at this one location. There's a house, there's a garage, and storage by the lake in the middle of nowhere in the snow and with no immediate transportation. There are only so many places that, she can hide, which means she's got to be quick and creative and on her toes. And I appreciated that she was actually kind of smart. And, I do need to mention her performance. Megan Fox, while, she was uneven with a lot of the emotional stuff, overall, she was pretty good. I didn't have an issue with, her performance at all. She really bought into this role. And, yeah, the ending was pretty solid. Oh, and on a side note, if you watch the credits, at least the first part of the credits, they basically replay the whole movie again, but it's done in this, like, cartoon animated style, which, again, was a nice touch. I actually liked that, so I watched it. But, yeah, so hang around for the ending credits, at least the first, like, 10, 15 seconds, and watch that through. It's a pretty cool sequence. However, I do need to get to these negatives. I said she was kind of smart, which means that they have to make her, you know, dumb, and this mystery guest that shows up, he has to be dumb too. Spoiler free, her husband removed all of certain items that are needed to progress through this situation, but later we're introduced to some tools in the story, but they don't use them for what they should be using them obviously for. Especially the bad guy. And while the location and the situation made for some intense moments, it does get a little bit unbelievable at times where, you know, things just kind of work out, which, yeah, I mean, the logic of that doesn't really hold up. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, surprisingly, actually, I enjoyed this one more than I thought I would. I would put this one right at an 85% on the Rotten scale. Even though, like I said, there was not a lot of logic and common sense applied, and it got a little bit ridiculous and unbelievable in some parts, you just have to go with it. I mean, I couldn't get into all of the details, but after the initial shock of, you know, her situation, they play her as smart. But if she's smart, and that's the case, then the issue actually would have been resolved pretty quickly and easily, which is one of the reasons for the poor audience score. They got caught up in trying to make this like a real-world situation and forgot that this is just a movie. And most movies are not logical. In fact, most, you know, movies, if you apply real-world logic to them, they're pretty much over in the first 10 to 15 minutes if this is, you know, if this is a real-life situation. So people need to get off of that, well, why didn't you just do this, or why didn't this happen? Dude, it's a movie. I mean, it's entertainment. Turn your brain off and just watch what they gave you. Oh, and another thing was a whole lot of Megan Fox hate, which really isn't deserved here. Because she wasn't that bad. I mean, like I said, some uneven stuff with the emotional stuff, but she wasn't that bad at all. Reading a lot of the comments, they just came in just to hate on her. And that was without watching the movie, which I could tell by a lot of the comments, because they spoke about things that the movie actually answered if they were paying attention. So either they weren't paying attention, they skimmed through it just so they can make some comments, or they just simply came to hate, which is, unfortunately, what a lot of people do online now. Which is crazy, because the critics were the ones that are normally, you know, the stick in the mud, and they don't really get anything. But the professionals, they actually were the ones that, like, were able to turn their brains off, and they said, okay, this is not the real world. Obviously, the logic doesn't hold up, but let's just enjoy what they're giving us here. And that's what the critics did. And for whatever reason, the audience, well, not for whatever reason, because they hate Megan Fox. That's the real reason why it scored so poorly. So if you read this on Rotten Tomatoes, completely throw out that audience score. Most of it's just hate. Sounds like most of them didn't even watch the movie. They just came to hate. And what they gave us in this movie was an intense action-filled thriller with characters that actually had some deeper layers to them that are usually not found in this kind of movie. And unless you just hate this genre, there really isn't any reason not to watch this. In fact, as of right now, I mean, since I do have some other movies in my queue that I have to watch, I will put this one as a must-watch for the weekend if you haven't seen it already. Megan Fox really commits to this role, and she does a good job, and I just actually just enjoyed the ride. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Of course, I am up on all streaming platforms now. IG, Facebook, all of my links and posters, all the good stuff will be there. And thank you again for support. Of course, I'll be back again real soon with another movie review. I got a couple more locked and loaded. And yeah, so come back. If you like to share, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. I appreciate you. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.